And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Attention, people of Earth. Do not resist us. All who oppose us shall be annihilated. We command the most powerful army of monsters in the universe. They are sure to defeat your Earth monsters. All those who are hearing this are now under the control of the Earth Destruction Directive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Earth Destruction Directive. I am your host, as always, Mr. Luke Giaconetti. I'd like to thank everyone for downloading and listening to the show today, and we have a very special guide and episode for you today, because we are going to see Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. We have waited years since Godzilla vs. Kong for this follow-up. I've been really champing at the bit to see this one. Very excited to get an opportunity to go see it today. We're going to go see this in the theater, and it's not just me. Now, normally I know I go with some friends. I'm going to change the direction a little bit. I am taking my whole family. So my wife, my kids, and even my mom is in town. So we are definitely going to go and hopefully have a good time at the theater. We are going to the Regal Great Escape in Simpsonville, South Carolina. I think we're going to do a standard show. The timing works out for us to do a standard show, and we got seven people going anyway, so I mean, that's going to be a big bill no matter how you slice it. So doing it in a standard show, I think, is the right call. Very excited for this film. I've avoided, so this is Sunday as I'm recording this, so yes, it is in fact Easter Sunday. So I've avoided being online for the last couple of days, other than just checking scores for basketball and things like that, because I know that everyone is going to be talking about this movie. The buzz was building even on like earlier last week, like Wednesday, Thursday, about what the box office take might be. I mean, we're going to find out what that is. Obviously, with the big success of Godzilla Minus One, there's been a lot of awareness for Godzilla, but also I think people have forgotten a little bit the financial success of Godzilla vs. Kong. I mean, that was the first film to come back and really be successful after the theaters basically shut down for COVID, you know, and that, again, that was in March timeframe. I remember making the March Madness joke at the time, and I think we're, you know, maybe March is the period for monsters right now. But in any event, I mean, all that reigns in the future. So, like I said, I'm just excited. I'm excited to see how the story goes. You know, eager to see why is, you know, Kong need a bionic glove? Is he going to dig? Right? I mean, that looks like he's digging in the trailer. Why is Godzilla all supercharged with the pink spines? What are we, you know, what's the deal with the Scar King? What's the deal with the other monster, the Shimo dragon that we've seen on the toys and such, at least on the coast cells? I haven't actually seen Shimo in person yet. But in any event, I'm very excited for all this. And, you know, it's one of the great things about, I think, monsters in general, and the Daikaiju specifically, is that they can be used to tell different stories. Not every story needs to be the same vein or the same tone. And I'm expecting this film to be very much a follow-up to Godzilla vs. Kong, since, you know, Wingard's back and Terry Rossio's back and, you know, a lot of the cast is returning. So I just think it's going to be kind of following along from that. And it'd be interesting to get, you know, some, because we've had so many different directors in the series, we've kind of gone from one end of the spectrum to the other almost in tone. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. And I'm always excited to go see a monster movie on the big screen, especially Godzilla and King Kong. I mean, you can't go wrong with those guys. All right. Well, we are about to get going. So we're going to play the trailer and then we're going to go see the movie and we'll catch up with you after that. So everybody stick around and we'll be right back.
Most of human civilization, we believed that life could only exist on the surface of our planet.
Hey,
What else were we wrong about?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
This world has more secrets than we could possibly imagine.
Miracles, I guess. Still happen now and then.
What is that?
That's not Kong. Who could have done this?
Can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
A mini Kong.
All right, everybody, we just came out of the theater after seeing Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and I do in fact mean we in a very real and literal sense, as the entire family is here. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
So what's the verdict on Godzilla X Kong?
It was good.
We all liked it. Okay,
yeah.
So No spoilers, but everybody gave it a thumbs up. Was it, did you like it as much as Godzilla vs. Kong?
I don't remember either.
Fair enough. Yes. You don't remember either of them. You just watched one of them. Okay. All right. Well, real quick, my verdict is, yeah, this was a lot of fun. Definitely go see this in the theater. If you like the previous one, you'll definitely like Godzilla X Kong. Very much in the same tone. Fair number of returning cast members. Adam Wingard is back to direct. First time we've had a returning director in the series, so definitely of the same. So if you liked Godzilla vs. Kong, you'll definitely want to go see Godzilla X Kong. Okay, spoilers on. What'd you guys like for spoilers that you can talk about? I heard a couple of girls say they like Shimo.
Yeah, Shimo was awesome.
And who else came back that was awesome?
Mothra!
Oh, yeah. I avoided all the spoilers, had no idea Mothra was coming back.
Mothra wasn't in this trailer.
No, Mothra was not in any of the trailers that I saw. Now, Shimo, we saw her eyes in the second trailer, but that was it. And the Scar King was pretty cool, too. I always said, it's like, you know, there's all the, we always get giant gorillas. Why not giant orangutans or chimps, right? And amusingly, we saw the trailer for the new Planet of the Apes, so there's a lot of intelligent apes. All right, well, we're going to head home because, believe it or not, it's Easter Sunday, so we got to go, you know, celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And what better way than Godzilla X Kong, right? So, all right, that's all we've got. So everybody say bye.
Bye.
Okay, so everybody, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Until then, keep them stomping.
This has been Earth Destruction Directive, a Daikaiju podcast produced and created by me, Luke Giaconetti, as part of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network, available at twotruefreaks.com. This is a fan work celebrating the history and culture of Japanese giant monsters. All movies, TV shows, comic books, characters, and other intellectual property is copyright their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended or implied. If you would like to send an email to the show, you can email me at earthdestructiondirective@yahoo.com. I try to respond to all emails, and if you send in some comments, I will read them on the show. All episodes of Earth Destruction Directive can be found at twotruefreaks.com. You can also find the show on your favorite podcatcher. Just search for Earth Destruction Directive. You can even leave a review on your podcatcher of choice if you'd like. You can find me on Facebook. Just search for first name Luke, last name EDD. You can also get in touch with me on Twitter. Just search for the handle at LJacone. That's LJACONE. The theme song for this podcast is Future Gladiator by Kevin MacLeod, downloaded from incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. Thanks for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more city-stomping fun here on Earth Destruction Directive. Tune in next time to hear the crusty old podcaster from Oklahoma say,
"There's a WTF moment if I ever saw one."